Exercise 2, page 16.
More and more people are volunteering these days. Listen to four of them talking about their experience and be inspired.
Speaker 1.
My company regularly organises volunteering days at various charities like homeless shelters. Everyone benefits because you get a day out of the office if you take part. It's almost like an extra holiday. It's true what they say, a change is as good as a rest. I did a day of dog walking at a cat and dog shelter last year, and I liked it so much that I go there every weekend now to help out. The great thing about it is it's totally flexible. You go along whenever you have the time.
Speaker 2.
I recently worked at an evening art installation at a castle in the countryside. The walls were lit up dramatically, and the organisers wanted the surrounding area to be as dark as possible. People had to walk a mile or so from the car park to get to the site. So volunteers were needed to stand at various points along the route to the castle with torches, and that's what I did. It was memorable, but it would have been better if I'd had someone to talk to.
Speaker 3.
I've always been interested in astronomy. So when a planetarium and observatory were built near me, I immediately wanted to get involved. I help out in any way I can in the evening and at weekends, and I particularly enjoy talking to tour groups about how the telescopes work. I'm hoping it may lead to paid work eventually. Even if it doesn't, I've made lots of friends who are like-minded people through my volunteering.
Speaker 4.
I can't say I've done any formal voluntary work, but before I started my teacher training years ago, I took it upon myself to help out at my daughter's school a lot, to help me work out whether it really was the career for me. I suppose I do a job that benefits society in many ways, so maybe I feel the need to volunteer less than others. Don't forget, teachers often give up their free time to help out with extracurricular activities.